1.
But it's also rather subjective. Friendship means very different things to different people.
2.
As a therapist, I'm always thinking about a client's social network. Along with sleep patterns and appetite, this is an important indicator of a person's general functioning. When I work with a client who's suicidal, it's always critical to take into account that person's support systems. And by that, I'm talking about family and friends.
3.
You probably know of adults who consider themselves loners and say that they are content with that condition.
4.
There can be a lot of pain involved with friendship. It's a risky business. When we make friends, or try to make them, we become vulnerable to rejection. Each of us probably has a painful childhood memory of being cast aside by one friend in favor of another.
5.
You may have heard of the concept of the overscheduled child who is always busy, always going off to piano lessons or football practice or ballet class.